This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, have you ever wondered what the Bible says about itself? All this week we're studying a passage in Hebrews 4 out of the New Testament where the Bible talks about itself, so to speak. It's such an important passage. I've only done this one other time in the history of being on the radio for over 30 years where I read the text every day. Why? You need to hear it. I need to hear it. It's such an important text about the Bible and what it says about itself. It goes like this from Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account." God bless you as you listen to part two of this message. I want to bring up that verse 12 again of Hebrews 4. If we can, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." I want to bring up a couple things there. What does it mean when it says it is sharper than any double-edged sword? We don't use language like that. The double-edged sword was the weapon system of the day, the state-of-the-art weapon system, because it cut both ways. And so the Hebrew writer said that's what the Word of God is. It penetrates the deepest recesses of a person's being. Why is it that when you and I hear a message from the Word of God, something happens? You may have found yourself choking up and you don't even know why. Can I give you an illustration of actually from medicine why that happens? The word alive, the word of God is living, actually means, it comes from a word in English called quick or quickening. We don't use that phrase much today, but when a woman is pregnant and expecting a baby and they talk about that first moment, the very first moment that she senses life inside her, it may be movement or whatever, and it's called the quickening. That's the old English term. That's the same word that's used in the King James Version. The word of God is quick. There's something that you feel inside your spirit that you don't experience in any other way. There are things that will happen to you when you open your heart and mind to this book, and when you open your heart and mind in worship, that you won't experience in any other way. And you've experienced it. Some of you are walking, living proof that you've experienced that in life. And when it says it goes to the separating soul and spirit, joints and marrows, it goes to the deepest recesses of our being, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. I'm amazed at conversations I've had over the years where someone will talk to me and they'll stand in judgment of this book. Here's what they'll say. "Well, I'm not sure I believe all that stuff. Well, I'm not sure if I believe this. I'm not sure I believe this part of the Old Testament. I'm not sure I believe this part of the New Testament." Isn't it ironic that people stand in judgment of the Word of God and the Bible stands in judgment of you and me? It stands in judgment of what? Our thoughts and the attitudes of our heart. It judges intellectually what I'm thinking about, but the attitudes of my heart have to do with the emotions and the intentions of our hearts. The Bible speaks and stands in judgment of not only what we do, but the way we think. One author puts it this way, "The Bible can turn your heart inside out." I love that.
Well, that's what we're talking about all this week, the power of the Word of God in your life. It stands in judgment of everything. I don't judge the Bible. The Bible judges me. The Bible judges you. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed, but also to find out more about a ministry you've come to know as Cross Hope Radio Ministry. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.